Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Storms brought heavy rain and large hail to parts of western Kansas Tuesday, with baseball-sized hail falling on Oakley and Logan County, and heavy rain that caused flooding in Scott City and Scott County. Scott County Emergency Management Director Tim Steckline reported a storm there dropped 2.1 inches of rain on the city. Said the storm caused flooding on several streets, resulting in stalled vehicles, but no injuries. The Wichita City Council has authorized the submission of their annual action plan to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
The fifth year of the plan will cover the period from July 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2019. It provides a basis and strategy for the use of federal funds allocated to the city by HUD for supporting services for the homeless, housing solutions, as well as benefiting low to moderate income families. Also on Tuesday, the council voted to amend city code, which pertains to alcohol consumption in parking areas. This comes after promoters for events in the downtown area requested a process for the consumption of alcohol in public parking garages, parking lots, and parking facilities within a certain area. The amendments would allow the city council to approve an application for alcohol consumption for events which occur in those parking areas bounded by Central on the north, Hillside on the east, Kellogg on the south, and Seneca on the west. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Calling it a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights, the Trump administration is withdrawing the United States from the UN Human Rights Council.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced the decision from the State Department. Pompeo says some of the worst offending countries are sitting on the council, like China, Cuba, and Venezuela. Ambassador Haley says the council obsessively mistreats Israel, passing more resolutions against Israel than against North Korea, Iran, and Syria combined.
If the Human Rights Council is going to attack countries that uphold human rights and shield countries that abuse human rights, then America should not provide it with any credibility.
Haley says the U.S. will rejoin if the council reforms. Democratic Senator Chris Coons calls the withdrawal a serious mistake and that the U.S. needs to show up and work with allies to isolate bad actors. At the State Department, Rich Edson, Fox News.
More people are reported sick from cut melon.
The Centers for Disease Control saying there's 10 more people with cases of salmonella linked to cut melon, bringing the total to 70, with 34 people hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. The agency says if you have it and you don't remember where you got the melon, throw it out or return it for a refund. The melon had been distributed to Costco, Kroger, Walmart, and Whole Foods stores. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
The city government is apologizing for slavery.
The city council in Charleston, South Carolina, took a voice vote denouncing slavery, promising to be tolerant, and to open up an office of racial reconciliation. The vote took place on Tuesday, June 19th, and it was no coincidence. The date is known as Juneteenth, which celebrates the end of slavery. The vote also comes a few years after a white man opened fire in a black church in Charleston, leaving 9 dead. The vote also had a great deal of symbolism taken by a majority white council that meets in a building that was constructed by slaves. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Sedgwick County is planning to auction off land it owns at the Wichita Greyhound Park. No dog races have been run at the park for more than 10 years, and the county commission says it's time to sell because the land is not being used and the buildings are deteriorating. The county owns the land, but developer Phil Ruffin leases the park itself and outbuildings on the property. The lease would have to be part of the state, part of the sale, that is. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We got some much-needed precipitation and some cooler temperatures to settle in for the rest of the week. Scattered showers and a few storms wind down this morning, then clearing this afternoon with a high 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low 66, then a breezy day tomorrow with Thursday's high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. We've got a south wind, southwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 7:35, Steve and Ted in the morning. On this date in 1967, boxer Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston of violating selective service laws by refusing to be drafted and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Ali's conviction ultimately overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. And it took him a while, but he gained back some of the positive aspects of his image. But it took him a while. He was a lot of people didn't like that he didn't step forward to volunteer for the draft. I think it influenced millions of young men not to want to go. So
he's making his stand.
Yeah.
Of course, you know what George Carlin said. You know, if you're not going to go kill people, we're not going to let you beat them up.
There you go.
Put them in jail.
A West Omaha man in prison for sending prostitutes dozens of times to strip on a neighbor's front porch has been sentenced for possessing child pornography. Records say 46-year-old Douglas Goldsberry was given 6 years in prison in U.S. District Court in Omaha. Goldsberry had pleaded no contest in September to pandering. Authorities say Goldsboro hired prostitutes to bare their breasts and strip on his neighbor's porch while Goldsberry watched from his house.
So this is what he's spending his money on.
Yeah. Family with two small children reported that women had shown up as many as 75 times since 2013.
So he doesn't pay the prostitutes to come to his house and dance on his porch.
They go next door.
He has them go to the neighbors, and then he watches.
Investigators of that case found the porn on two of Goldsberry's digital devices. Yeah.
That is a weird,
this is a weird
person.
Douglas has some problems.
Well, he'll have some nice fun in prison.
Yeah, in prison? Yeah. Could be. 7:36 now with Stephen 10 in the morning. And Fox News commentator Todd Stern was with us this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Howdy do, fellas.
Do you getting plenty of sweet tea wherever you are?
I'm just glad I don't have that guy as a neighbor.
Oh, no kidding. Neighbor of the year, huh? Wow.
Geez, Alou.
Wow.
You know, it was, you mentioned sweet tea. I was out in Lancaster, California, which is up in the high desert, and ran into a bunch of folks from Wichita, by the way.
Really?
But the place we were at, this conference, they were serving sweet tea, and they did a mighty good job of it.
Really? You run into people from Wichita all over the place, don't you?
You guys travel quite a bit. You got a great airport there, so you got to get around
a lot. No kidding. All right, now how about this anti-police books in the reading list? You were talking about that earlier today. What's that all about?
Yeah, look, this is really wild, and it's not just. I was talking in my commentary about an incident in South Carolina, but this is really happening in other places. Believe it or not, there was some controversy there in Wichita at the State University. There, the incoming freshmen are going to have to read a controversial book as well. I'll get to that in just a second. But this story out of South Carolina is just really reprehensible. I mean, you've got these incoming freshmen in high school, and they're required to read these two books, or at least these books are two of four they're required to read, and they're anti-police books. It's really outrageous. And believe it or not, one of the books is also required reading over at Wichita State.
Okay.
The Hate You Give.
The Hate You Give.
Okay. The Hate You Give. It's the story of a person whose best friend was shot and killed by police. The other book, by the way, and this was in South Carolina, the other book was about a kid who was roughed up by police after being wrongly accused of shoplifting.
All right. So they're on the list, huh?
Well, and look, and local police are sort of, you know, upset about this, and rightfully so. They're accusing the school district in South Carolina of indoctrination and fostering this distrust of police. I don't know. We haven't been able to reach out to the people at Wichita State to find out what's going on there, why students need to read this book. There was a situation in the Midwest, I believe it was in the Chicago Public Schools, where they actually the school invited an anti-police activist to speak to the kids on career day, and he called the police pigs, and it was a horrible situation, especially for boys and girls whose moms and dads happen to be police officers.
Right, that would be terribly embarrassing or upsetting, I guess, to have something like that. Huh? So what is this anti-police movement going on across Canada? I don't see it much in here, but maybe at Wichita State, usually they seem to be pretty pro-police out there. They got a police force on this campus and all that, but and they have courses in justice and you know the kind of courses you take to be a law person, but the reading list.
Guys, I should have had my sweet tea this morning. I apologize. It is not Wichita State. It is Kansas State.
Oh, okay. That's there's a difference.
I apologize. that's what I get for not drinking sweet tea.
Oh boy,
my brain is not engaged. It's Kansas State and not Wichita State. My sincere apology.
Well, and usually in Kansas State, not necessarily a hotbed for liberalism either. Usually they're pretty conservative up there,
right? And that's the issue here is that this stuff is creeping in, and you have a lot of activists out there. And they look at the average America; they're not paying attention to this kind of stuff. They don't pay attention to summer reading lists,
right.
And so they're able to sneak in. And this really goes to the heart of academics in America, where you have a lot of liberals who are trying to advance agendas, and they're doing it through something that would be as innocuous as a summer reading list.
All right. All right, thanks for being with us as always this morning, and have a good day, sir, and drink that sweet tea. Drink
not
that
Wichita
sweet.
State, and you can smack me around.
I'm going to smack you around on that one a little bit.
All right, thanks,
guys. Thank you. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted, and coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, and he is going to talk about for sale land at the former Greyhound Park. That's on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.